First, today I'd like to wish all of our mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers a happy Mother's Day. And thank you for your love and the care that you show for your families and the many sacrifices of love that you have all made for us. I also want to take a moment to thank our Blessed Mother today, our spiritual mother, the Mother of the Church, for her constant care and intercession for us and all the sacrifices that she made for the sake of our salvation. While our shut-in is still in place, I have some good news to share for us. We now have an official date when public masses will resume, and that is on May 25th. So we certainly look forward to the day in which we're able to gather again at church and to worship and to pray together. So that'll be here before we know it. Oftentimes, mass attendance spikes a little bit on Mother's Day. I think a lot of pastors have noticed this, you know, across parishes and across dioceses. And there's probably a lot of reasons why that's the case, but the main one is I think mothers want their families together at Mass. They often have an intuitive sense about how important the faith is for their families. And Mother's Day is a day that they can get their whole family together and sometimes get family members who have strayed a little bit back to church together. We hear Jesus say in the gospel, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." What mother wouldn't want her family members, her loved ones, to experience Jesus? And to find the way to salvation, the fullness of truth and supernatural life. As we look at today's gospel, Philip makes quite a request. He says, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And I want to put that in its proper context. If we look back at the Old Testament, no one can see the face of God and live. If we think about Moses, when he went up on Mount Sinai, he was not allowed to see the face of God. He had to, he looked upon God's back. You know, God didn't reveal his face to him. When Elijah went up on the mountain, he veiled his face before the voice of God. Imagine being in the presence of the Father, face to face. Just to speak with him one time, what would that be like? You know, what would he say to us? What would that encounter be like if we had just one moment in the presence of God? I guarantee you that none of us would ever be the same. We would be transformed on such a deep level. What would we say to him if we had the chance to say something? Or would we be completely and utterly speechless before the presence and majesty of God? But that's what Philip asks for. Show us the Father. He asks to see the face of the infinite God, the greatest possible good. You know, just a simple little request. Lord, that's good that you're teaching us these things, but show us the Father, and that'll be enough. That's all we need. Just one simple request to see the very face of God. But when Jesus answers him, he says, "Whoever has seen me, has seen the Father." Jesus is the perfect image of our Heavenly Father. When we see Jesus, we see the Father. And so our window, our ability to see the Heavenly Father, we look to Jesus Christ, the perfect image of our Heavenly Father. When we hear Jesus speak to us in Scripture, when we hear his words, that's the voice of our Father. When we look upon the Eucharist, when we hear and we see Jesus, he's revealing to us our Heavenly Father. I want to take a moment simply to put this in perspective with other things in our daily lives. If we think about our daily lives, we do a lot of different things. We go grocery shopping, we do laundry, we do schoolwork. You know, all of these are important tasks. You know, we often watch TV or check what's happening on social media, or, you know, we spend a lot of time playing sports or listening to music. All these are normal things for us to do. But if we compare these things to seeing the face of God, These things are straw. They're meaningless. They're very small in comparison to seeing the face of God. And that's what we do when we come to Mass. We see the face of God, and we worship and we adore Him. There are many things that are necessary and important that we do in our lives, many things that we do just for entertainment or relaxation. But all of these things pale in comparison to what happens at Mass when we see and we worship the highest good. Jesus says He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the path and the only path to heaven. In Him is the fullness of truth and the fullness of life, the life that we receive in the sacraments. Jesus chooses to reveal His presence to us most fully at Mass. And it's in the context of His own total self-sacrifice, when He is feeding us, His people, out of love, with Himself, His own flesh, the bread from heaven, the Eucharist. And that's how our Lord chooses to reveal Himself to us. He chooses to reveal Himself as mercy, as the Lord who is feeding us and selflessly nourishing us, even when we often don't care, or even when we're oblivious to what's happening, or even when we don't bother to even show up at church, yet He's still there, and He's calling us, and He's reaching out to us, poor sinners, trying to nourish us and to give us life. I think that generally, we don't see the significance of what the faith brings us. Or even if we do see it at a certain level, we don't grasp it enough. We don't grasp it in its entirety. I don't think that we're capable of grasping it in its entirety. If we did really understand what was going on with our faith, our Mass attendance rates would be 100%. Everyone would be at church every week. 100% of the population of the world would be there right at Mass. But we often don't really internalize or fully realize what our faith brings to us. And I think that this gospel today is an invitation for us, an encouragement for us to reflect more deeply on what it means to be in the presence of Jesus Christ. And not to take it for granted, but to realize that when we're reflecting upon the words of Scripture, the readings that we hear at church, or even if we're reading Scripture on our own, that's the Word of God. And when we're at Mass, we're in the very presence of Jesus Christ. And this is the revelation of heaven itself. When we see Christ, we see the face of our Heavenly Father, and we're drawn into the very life of the Trinity. The beatific vision is the goal in what awaits the entire human race. That is our ultimate end, to see the face of God, to see our Heavenly Father face to face. But when we're at Mass, when we see and recognize the presence of Jesus Christ, that's a revelation and a foretaste of heaven itself. It's no wonder that our mothers want our families together at church, especially on Mother's Day. It's no wonder that the Mass attendance spikes that day. There is something powerful and something incredibly important about being in the presence of Jesus Christ. And as we reflect upon today's readings, I encourage each one of us to reflect on the importance of what that means to be at church. What Philip was asking, Master, show us the Father. We see the Father reflected in Jesus Christ. And what a blessing it is to be a member of the Catholic Church. What a blessing to be in the presence of Jesus Christ. And so I encourage each one of us to reflect upon that and to reflect upon the treasure and the gift that we have in the Church and what our Lord is giving to us, so that we might not take it for granted, but that we might come to a deeper and a deeper respect and appreciation of what it is that Jesus Christ gives us in the Church.